In meditation, the very first thing we do is we sit. We can sit on a couch, on a chair. We can sit on the floor, on a cushion. We simply sit. There is a posture for the body in meditation. After we sit, if we're sitting on a chair, we want to make sure that the feet are planted firmly on the floor with the legs approximately shoulders width apart. We want the hands to rest gently on the thighs or on the knees. Now, if you're sitting on a chair, a computer chair that's got arms, please take your arms off take your hands off of the arms and just rest them on your thighs or your knees if you can. Now the back should be in an upright posture, but not so upright that it brings any degree of discomfort to you. Let it be a proud posture. The chest should be pushed out a little bit, the shoulders pulled back. The head should be centered, chin slightly down. Now the eyes. For the style of meditation that I teach, I recommend that you close your eyes. If you've learned other styles of meditation where they've advocated leaving the eyes partially open or completely open, please, by all means, feel free to do so. Once we've brought the body into an appropriate posture for meditation, the next thing we do is called a body scan. Bring your thoughts all the way down to the lowest point in your body, down to the feet, and gently wiggle the toes. As you do this very simple act, we create separation between our thoughts and we bring our full attention to the body. And we're going to scan the body for any elements of discomfort, any elements of hot, cold, sharpness, dullness, pain, tightness, discomfort. Now bring your attention from the feet very slowly up the legs. Inspect your calves and shins, your knees, your thighs, all the way up to the hips. And as you inspect your body, if you notice any element of discomfort, any tightness, make a small physical adjustment to remove that discomfort. You can rock your body a little bit, move it however you wish, to release that discomfort. It's important that we bring the body into as great comfort as possible to relax the body. Now bring your attention to the arms and examine the biceps, the forearms, the wrists, the hands, all the way down to the fingertips. You want to notice a very light touch between your fingertips and that part of the body that your hands are resting on. Now bring your attention to the back, lower back, mid back, and upper back. Make sure there's no strain in the back. Next, we bring our attention to the shoulders. The shoulders are the first of two areas of the body that hold tension over time. Most of the time, we're not even aware of it. You can release the tension within the shoulders by doing a very simple exercise. Very slowly, very gently, begin to raise your shoulders towards the ceiling. Lift up your shoulders very slowly, very gently. Feel the body elongating, the back elongating, the spine stretching until the shoulders have gone up as high as they can go comfortably. Then stop and just let the shoulders drop. Good. When you do this, just readjust your back a little bit. Just pull the shoulders back a little bit. Push the chest forward. Very good. The second part of the body that holds tension over time, tightness, is the jaw. Sometimes we may feel some tightness in the jaw. Okay, you can release that tightness within the jaw by gently moving the jaw from side to side. And when you do this, if you hear any clicking sound, don't be concerned. It's quite normal. Always do this very gently. Next, we bring our attention to the face, and we examine the cheeks, cheekbones, the eyes, the eye sockets, the eyebrows, the forehead. We look for any signs of tension within the face. And if you notice it, we use our thoughts to tell that part of the body, that part of the face, to release, to let go. We look one last time at the entire body, and we want to notice if there's any elements within the body that need to be addressed, any parts of the body that are holding tension, tightness, discomfort. And if you notice any discomfort, go to that part of the body, make whatever adjustment is necessary. Next, we turn to the part of the meditation that is related to traditional Tibetan Buddhist meditation. And it is what makes this style of meditation so unique. Each time you sit to meditate, you have an opportunity to bring about a change. You can bring about a change to whatever difficulties, whatever you wish within your life. You can bring a change to your mind, change to your body. This is called a motivation or an intention. It is a goal, and each and every time you sit to meditate, you bring your thoughts to this intention. The idea is that we're working towards achieving our goal. Now, how do we determine what our intention is? I give people two sentences. The first is, I wish to be. And the second is, I wish to remove. If you were to complete one of these sentences, how might you complete one of these sentences? Possibly for I wish to be, you might complete it with I wish to be calm. I wish to be relaxed. I wish to be healthy. Of course we do. I wish to be happy. And if it is I wish to remove, how might you complete this? I wish to remove anxiety. I wish to remove fear. Think about both of these sentences, and if you were to use one of these sentences, what one intention would you work on in this moment? What is the most important change that you wish to bring to your body, that you wish to bring to your mind at this moment? For the beginning meditator, you've probably heard many of the things I said and said, yes, I would like that, I'd like that, I'd like all these. So how do you choose one? We think about what is the most important thing in this moment, the most important change. And if we still have difficulty finding that one thing, even to bring our minds to this very simple intention is very powerful. I wish to be calm. Or I wish to be relaxed. By working on this intention over time, your mind will reveal to you the reasons why you're not calm, you're not relaxed, and then you can change your intention and work on whatever is at the root cause of this. We bring our thoughts to our intention, and we clearly focus on it. Next, we turn to the breath, and it is the breath that will lead us into the meditative state. To breathe in meditation, we gently breathe in through the nostrils. We gently breathe out through the nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer. It is a very gentle in-breath, a very gentle out-breath. You don't hold the breath in between the in-breath and out-breath. You simply breathe in and simply breathe out. Now, when you breathe out and all the air has left you, stay there just for a moment or two before you breathe back in. It is in that moment or two that you have an opportunity to notice the effect of the breath. The breath is very powerful. And it will calm your mind. It will help release any remaining difficulties within the body, any remaining tension, tightness. We breathe in and we breathe out. And we do this for approximately 11 rounds, 11 in breaths, 11 out breaths. And as much as we're supposed to focus on the breath, we may have very active minds, and the minds may be so active it makes it difficult for us to focus on the breath. And we're thinking about all the things that we need to do later on that we want to do, and we're thinking about meetings and work and so many things. So how do we focus on the breath, and how do we utilize the breath to calm the mind? Well, there's a couple of techniques that we can use. The first one is called counting the breath. When you breathe in, you say quietly to yourself, 1, 2, 3. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3. Stay there. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3. Stay there. And continue. The second method we can use to quiet the mind, all those thoughts, all that noise, is called following the breath. Breathe in right now. And feel the air at the edges of the nostrils. You might notice a slight coolness in the temperature of that air. And we want to follow that air as it enters into our body. Follow it into the lungs. Feel the lungs expand. Feel the chest expand. As we breathe out, we feel the air leaving the lungs. Notice the abdomen contracting as you breathe out. And as you breathe out, notice the temperature of the air. You might notice a slight warmth to the air. We continue following the breath, and we become curious about the breath because you'll begin to notice how the breath starts to affect different parts of the body. You'll feel it affecting your shoulders, your back, different parts of yourself internally. You want to be curious about the breath. It's something we do thousands of times a day and we pay no interest to it because we just do it automatically. But in meditation, you want to be curious about it, be fascinated by it, feel the effect of the breath. The more you can follow the breath, the faster, easier that you can get into a meditative state. Now, somewhere between your first in-breath and the 11th out-breath, a phenomena occurs. A phenomena appears in this place called the mind's eye. We have a space within our mind that we imagine we see when our eyes are closed. Some imagine this right behind our eyes. Some imagine it in front of us. Some imagine the space above or behind us. It doesn't matter where you imagine it. That is the mind's eye. And it is within that space that at some point, when we start to breathe, that we become aware of some phenomena. Now, what does this phenomena look like? At the very least, we notice a stillness of the mind, a peacefulness, a quietness. If I were to give it an image, I use the image of a body of water, a lake that is so still. There's no ripples in it. It almost looks like a sheet of glass or a sheet of ice. Other phenomena include the appearance of a light. Now, the light may be a very faint light. It may be a very soft, almost whitish light. It could be a very fixed light. It could be a circular light that looks like a full moon or a sun. It may be white, maybe any color. Seeing purple within the mind is a very popular color. Pink, maroon, red. Other phenomena include an object. It can be any object. Something you own, something that's small that you can hold in your hand, or something very large. Another phenomena is the appearance of a person's face or body. We may see someone that we have great love for and they love us. We have maybe the person who we have great respect for. Could be someone who's with us now or someone who's no longer with us. These are all possible elements, phenomena that come to the mind's eye. And different phenomena will come to your mind through practice over time. If you're a beginner beginning meditator, if you're a beginner, then at the very least, we want to notice that stillness, that calmness that comes to the mind. Whatever object comes to your mind, this is a manifestation of your intention. It is a representation of your intention. By shifting our focus from the breath to the phenomena, we make a commitment to achieving this intention. So by doing this over and over again, we allow ourselves to take steps on a journey towards completing our intention. Now, when we notice that phenomena, and we can notice it literally after the first breath, or we may notice it after the 11th breath. And if we don't notice anything at all, we just notice, we look within the mind's eye and stay there. And we stay there and hold our focus there for as long as we can, as long as we want to. For the beginning meditator, if you can hold your full attention within that space for 30 seconds. It may not seem long, but it is difficult. Congratulate yourself and know that by doing this over and over, that 30 seconds will increase in time. It will increase to 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5, 10, 15, or 20 more minutes through practice. If you can hold your full attention there without being interrupted by your thoughts, by any exterior sounds, you've done a great job. Congratulations. And you will be rewarded through the benefits of meditation. And your mind will look forward to this because that is your natural state, to be very calm. Yes, to have a very calm, quiet mind actually is your normal state. This retrains your mind to return to its natural state. Now, when you've brought your mind to whatever phenomena appears, and we hold our full focus there, when we decide that it's time to end the meditation, the way we end the meditation is we take in a nice deep in-breath, and then nice big out breath. We bring our attention all the way down to the feet and gently wiggle the toes. That will bring circulation back to your feet. We bring our attention to the hands and fingers and gently wiggle the fingers. We then bring our attention to all of our senses, the sense of touch, taste, smell, hearing, and finally, sight. And very slowly, we open our eyes and we become fully present. Let us do that now. please open your eyes slowly, gently, and become fully present. Now, for anyone that has not meditated before, they may be wondering, well, even though this was instruction, was I just meditating? How would I know if I was really meditating? And that's an obvious question to ask, and it's a great question to ask. How do I know if I was really meditating just then? There is a way to know. There are four signs of meditation. Ask yourself the following. At any point, did you feel that the body was very still? So still, so calm and quiet. You may not have noticed the body. Maybe the body felt very light. Maybe the body felt very heavy. Even just for a few seconds, if you notice those things, then you achieved the first element, the first indication that you were meditating. Second indication is, did you notice at any point that the mind became very still, very calm, very relaxed? May have only lasted a few seconds, but if you notice that, you've connected with the second indication that you were meditating. Third indicator, did you connect with any element of light? This is a difficult thing for beginning meditators, and so many meditators, they think if they don't connect with light, they're not meditating, but it's not true. But if you did connect with it, that's wonderful. When we have our eyes open and we initially close them, we perceive the space behind our eyes as being very dark, even black. Through breathing, we start to notice that area lightening, and even certain colors coming to it. Once again, it's very common to see color purple or different colors. You can sometimes see a rainbow of colors. If you did see the light, congratulations. That's the third indicator. Fourth indicator is, when you opened up your eyes, how did you feel? Did you feel relaxed? Did you feel calm? Did you feel somewhat at ease? Did you feel happy? If you felt any of these things, you connected with the fourth element, the fourth indicator that you were meditating. Now, do you have to connect with all four of these to be meditating? The answer is no. If you connect with just one of them, congratulations, you were meditating.